So as I looked in the clothes, I already closed this thing out. The Bible said, she said, come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? The Bible says, yes. In the beginning,
yes,
was the Word. And the Word was God. The Word was with God. All things were made by Him. And without anything made, that was made. The Bible says in chapter 2, He did His first miracle in Cana, Galilee. The Bible says, not only that, His mama told Him, whatever He said, do, do it. That was in Cana, Galilee. Somebody don't hear me this morning. The Bible says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Is He your author and finisher of your faith? I'm going to say He's the author and finisher of your faith. I don't know about you, but I've learned how to suffer for Christ. You know that I suffer for Christ. I gain eternal life. You know what I mean? I said when I suffer for Christ, I gain eternal life. Yeah. With this old boy, with the demons, came with Jesus by night. Yeah. With the ruler of the demons.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is also on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday through Saturday morning prayer is at 9:30 a.m. on the Johnson Temple prayer line. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Bishop Michael Taylor, a former member of Johnson Temple who currently resides with his wife and family near Tampa, Florida. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
I want you to turn in your Bible to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. It's amazing when I got to Sunday school this morning, I said, wow, God know how to orchestrate everything. Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 5 and 6. We're going to unpack them this morning.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Let me hear you say amen when you get there.
Amen.
So I know you're there. I want everybody to get there. I don't want nobody to turn the pages for your week. Amen. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
All right. Today I'm going to let y'all be good. Y'all can sit down. Sit down, relax. Sit down, relax this morning. Be family. When I come to your house and sit at your dinner table, you don't stand up before I come to your dinner table. We're going to sit down. We're going to relax. Is it all right? Is it all right this morning? All right. Because I want you to be able to receive this morning. I want you to be comfortable. If you got to take off your shoes, I want you to receive this morning. I know it's protocol to stand up when the preacher read the word of God. But sometimes we get in such a habit, we forget about God. We do what the preacher say. We forget all about God. But I like this man that sat behind me, because if I ain't right, he's going to pull me still. I'm a bishop, but he can still pull my coattail. Y'all hear what I'm telling you? All right. Let's go to the word. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the who?
Lord.
With all thine what?
Heart.
And lean not unto thine what?
All
in all thy
ways.
Acknowledge
him.
And he shall do what? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Blessed be the hearers and the doers and the readers of God's holy word. This morning, I got a question to ask you. And the question is, you can say it to yourself. Make it personal. Do I really trust the Lord? Do I really trust the Lord? See, that's a question that only you can answer. Now, some people never look at trusting in the Lord as wisdom. But only a foolish person wouldn't trust in the Lord. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I know some of you are quiet. Listen, that's good. The question this morning still remains. Do I really trust in the Lord? Now you got to tell pride to move out of the way, because pride won't let nobody be truthful. I want to talk to some real folks this morning.
Yes.
I want to talk to somebody that really loves God. I want to talk to some folks that no matter what it takes for them to be right with God, they want to do it.
Yes.
So my question to you this morning, do you really trust God?
Yes.
But because this is a serious time right now, because see y'all, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of things happening in this world, and we can play sanctified all we want to, but this is a real world we live in with real stuff going on, and you better really, really trust.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But before we go and unpack Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we're going to define the word question. I've learned that over the years that words are important.
Yes,
they are.
We're going to define question before we move on. I'm going to give you a working definition for question. Question means it's a request for information that leads to a matter of discussion which points to the subject of investigation that could possibly turn into the point of dispute.
Mm-hmm.
That just might become a bone of contention for some, and you want to know why. Y'all know as well as I do. A lot of people don't like you asking them questions. They say you know it. Mm-hmm. But my question is, do you trust? Yes, sir. Preacher ain't got no business asking me, do I trust the Lord? Why I can't? Because it's time. God say he's tired of folks just talking. It's time now. See, anybody can talk the talk. Everybody can walk the walk. See, there must be some corresponding actions to what come out of your mouth. Ah, y'all gonna pray with me this morning. The Bible tells us with all your getting, get on understanding. Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh my God. Or do you say what you say just because you don't want nobody to look at you funny when you say you're trusting God, when you say you're supposed to be saved, and all at the same time you struggling with trying to trust God? Mm-hmm. So we're going to unpack these two scriptures from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If time allows to, we're going to do this. You know, when y'all go, how many of y'all go on vacation or go on a trip?
Yes, sir.
And you come back and you unpack your suitcase.
Yes, yes.
You unpack your suitcase so you can see what's in that bad boy. Sometimes you got to do the scripture the same way. You got to unpack the scripture so you can see what's in it, because a lot of times we don't see what's in the scripture. We just read it, but we don't get in it. Oh, come on, y'all ain't going to talk. Now, the first part of Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, when it comes to the word trust, number one, it means trust nothing that scheming, gossip, and scheming lies has to say. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to ask me, preacher, what is scheming gossip and scheming lies? See, a lot of times we want to tie gossip to people. Talk to me this morning. We're going somewhere. We want to tie gossip and lies to folks, but see, we're living in a time that we ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual warfare, y'all. Now, according to the Bible, scheming lies and scheming gossip, according to the Bible that you and I read, it says this, they are imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, I'm going to give you a list of scheming gossip and scheming lies. The first three runner-ups are doubt, fear, and unforgiveness. Y'all familiar with them? With worry, low self-worth, and low self-esteem standing in line as well. With disobedience directing traffic, and then we find biting and devouring, pulling up the rear. Y'all ever seen this stuff? Y'all familiar with this kind of stuff? See, this is the kind of stuff that folks don't want to be real about, and it goes on, and they are bringing that stuff into church, and then you wonder, why, when I get home, why crazy stuff going on? Because I did not be honest enough to go to the altar this morning when altar call was given, and so I could leave all my stuff that God didn't give me at the altar. Hallelujah this morning. See, ain't no need of being proud for this morning, because I bind pride on every hand. Because on my almost 40 years of preaching, I understand that proud folks don't get healed, proud folks don't get delivered, and proud folks don't get set free. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Come on, let's tell the truth this morning. Anybody in here ever been a victim of scheming gossip and scheming lies? See, my brothers and my sisters, every one of these things that I name, they exalt themselves against what you know about the word of God. If the word say what God say, then it is so. Anything else that say opposite of what God's word say is a lie. Are you hearing me? The Bible says what? My God, I got to slow down. But the Bible says healing is the children's bread. Am I right? Yeah. Come on, somebody. If God said so, then it is.
It is so.
The ones that try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God is fear, doubt, worry, and unbelief, unforgiveness. See, these, you know, you have some bad fellows, but then you have some worse ones. When people walk around with unforgiveness in their heart, you block God's blessings for your life. And nobody never did that happen. Listen there. Glory to God. Because unforgiveness ain't nothing nice. Now let's unpack trust some more. Trust is having faith in something or someone. It's also putting confidence in someone or something. So, since it does that, what is confidence? Glory to God. Confidence is this. It's faith and trust holding hands together. And as a result of faith and trust holding hands together, they bring something we call convictions. So now, because conviction decided to show up, it's designed to help your belief and your reliance and your credence. Now, credence means believing something to be true. And because now that you believe this to be true, it causes you to want to spend time with the Lord. Because intimacy is important. How many know that intimacy is important? Hallelujah. Because if we don't spend time with the Lord, how are you going to know what the Lord says? And if we don't trust in God, who are we going to trust in? Hello, somebody. See, I ain't none of daddy, so don't y'all look for me to squall like him, because I can't do it. Amen. And because you now spend time with the Lord, it produces assuredness. You ever heard that song said, blessed? Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of what? Glory divine. Who is it? Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his spirit. And we washed in his blood. Talk to me, somebody. The scripture goes on to tell you when you trust in the Lord, this is what you're saying when you say you trust the Lord. How many people here, folks, are trusting in the Lord? So when you're trusting in the Lord, this is what you're saying. Lord, my life is in your trust. Lord, my life is in your care. My life is in your custody. Lord, you have charge over my life. And Lord, my life is in your hands. The scripture goes on to call him Lord. And when we acknowledge Jesus as Lord, we are acknowledging the one with all the power and the authority who can change any situation. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to some real folks this morning. Any real folks in here? Don't you know things come to attack your faith? They come to attack your mind and your emotions and your health. So much so they become strongholds. Can I share with you this morning a little something, if you don't mind? Fear is one which is panic. Anybody here fear? Anybody here had a problem with fear? Because the Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. That means I don't care how old you get, you sad, you don't lose your mind. Talk to me, somebody. I don't care what nobody say, God is a keeper. Matter of fact, he's the promise keeper. See, fear is the one which is panic, and he has four cousins. One is named Scary. The other one's named Plain Old Scary. And Major Fright. Then we have Unforgiveness. Now this fellow called Unforgiveness is when you are unwilling or unable to forgive. And every now and then when you get upset, you bring it up. Ooh, you have outbursts of anger, which is the major cause of bitterness. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, 15, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring it up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. And let's look at fear some more. It's something that makes you feel very uneasy. You become disturbed and very distressed, and you begin to agonize. Hello, somebody, don't you know that when we get certain reports, sometimes that stuff can try to strike fear. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Sometimes when you get a doctor's report, you shaking your boots and you ain't thinking about Jesus at that time. But let me tell you something, the God we serve is always to be trusted. If you never find yourself in a situation, how do you know God is able to bring you out? If you never need healing, how do you know God can heal you? Oh my God, if you never needed a door open, how do you know that God can open a door for you? The Bible said that God be true. And everything else, every man, woman, boy, girl, devil, and situation be alive. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Now, outside of fear, they got terrible twins. Let's look at them. One is called low self-esteem, and the other one is called low self-worth. See, low self-esteem, it makes a person feel useless. Y'all trusting in God? You ever met somebody that go to church And they feel like because they ain't been noticed or talked to, they feel useless. But man, when you in the body of Christ, you got a function. See, the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The ear can't say to the mouth, I don't need you either. You need every part of the body to make this thing function. Hello, somebody. Now, low self-esteem, it makes a person feel useless. Does it make them feel like they are good for nothing? It causes a person to feel like they are ineffective because they feel like nobody noticed them. Low self-worth, this thing causes a person not to think highly of oneself. It causes them to feel less important than others. Are you trusting God? It causes them to feel like they have no value, and it makes them feel like they are not appreciated. Anybody in here feel like you ain't appreciated? Glory. You know somebody like that? Because see, pride on the other hand is very deadly. It causes a person to become very egotistic and vain. Glory to God. They become conceited, arrogant, and very haughty. Disobedience is a sad and a very sad indictment. It produces rebellion, stubbornness, and non-compliant people, which means they don't care what the word of God has to say. They make excuses for how they say, what they say, when they say, and what they say, no matter what the word say. Are you hearing me this morning? They're not going to conform, yield, obey, or submit. Somebody said, Lord, we need you.
Lord, we need you.
Not only are we supposed to trust in the Lord, it goes on to say, with all thine heart.
Yes.
Which means the entire content of every part of your being, your feelings, which have something to do with your emotions, which allows you or your compassion to flow. That develops your tenderness, which means your soft-heartedness. That's why a person can demonstrate tolerance and love when you got a soft heart.
All right.
When it comes to all thine heart, y'all, if we can't trust the Lord like that, then we can forget it.
Yes.
So my question is, what's in your heart?
Yeah. All right.
And the second part of Proverbs 3:5 says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Like I said, I love to, as I done got a little older, I love to find out what words mean.
Yeah.
See, when you don't lean to your understanding, listen to this, it says, this means you don't rely, you don't depend, you don't have faith in, you don't trust in your own understanding. In other words, your own comprehension. Which points to your own perception that leads to your own little finite knowledge. Do you know why? Because a lot of people are insensitive. They lack insight. And they are rigid, which means they are severe, harsh, and unforgiving. Think I'm joking? What are we supposed to do according to the Bible when it says when a brother or a sister is overtaken in a fault? You that are spiritual. See, this is not for judgmental votes. See, we supposed to have the love of God. God never threw our mess up in our face once we came to him. But oh, Deacon so-and-so was a good deacon, but we caught him in adultery. What we gonna do with him? Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. See, we so busy forgetting about what God said because we walk too much in our humanistic thinking. And we don't think like God. That's why I asked the question, do you really trust God?
Yes.
Now, Dad ain't gonna get mad if I use him for an example because he gonna do me a laugh at it, but it's serious. What if somebody came and told y'all that they caught Pop Johnson talking to some female all hugged up in the corner? Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Well, I'm being real this morning. Instead of everybody going by what they know about him, the first thing they gonna do is get on Facebook. They gonna call every saint in the church. Don't you know I told you it wasn't nothing to him? But the devil is a liar. The Bible says you that are spiritual should know how to restore such a one. I wonder where all the spiritual folks at. I wonder, are they on vacation? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And we wonder why so many in the church have lost their anointing. We wonder why they have lost their joy. When the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, somebody. In Proverbs 3:6 says, the first part of it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Him who? Come on, somebody. We had better wake up. Things are forever changing in this world. And if we don't in all our ways acknowledge the Lord, how are our loved ones supposed to get saved? I didn't say try to make them. I said, how are they supposed to get saved if we don't acknowledge the Lord? Talk to me, somebody. See, don't you know we want everybody else to change? But baby, I got news for you this morning. Change start with you, yourself, and you. Y'all ain't hear me. See, we truly acknowledge him. When we truly acknowledge him, revivals will come out. They'll break out. When we sincerely acknowledge him, people will receive the Holy Ghost. When the last time y'all seen somebody receive the Holy Ghost? We talk the talk, but do we walk the walk? Don't you know when folks come to church, they ain't supposed to leave the same way they was when they came? That old somebody, the church supposed to be a healing center. Oh my God. The church supposed to be a healing center. So the Bible said, I know I'm messed up now. Come on, even labor and heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Rest to your mind. Rest to your heart. Rest to your pain. Rest to your doubts. Rest to your fears. Rest to your indecisiveness. Rest to your worry. Are you hearing me this morning? Oh, God's people, do you trust in the Lord this morning? Come on with somebody.